Heidi and Frank Show. That's good stuff right there. That's the Walking Papers. That's their first single, The Whole World's Watching. They're here in the studio with us, the whole band. We got Barrett, Duff, Jeff, Ben. Hello, fellas.
Rock stars. Look at this.
This is ridiculous.
How exciting.
We do have some business to attend to first. We got to find out if someone's going to attend the Playboy Mansion party, our first birthday
These
bash.
These guys here. Have been here there like, a Playboy thousand
Mansion.
Times.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you stories.
I bet.
We're going to find out if you're going to go. Did you collect the three words from the 8 o'clock wordplay game? Call up. And we do have people on the phone. Let's go to Mark on line 8. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Do you think you have the Playboy password?
I hope so.
All right, let's hear it.
Cake, freckle, candle.
Is it cake, freckle, candle? No, I'm sorry. It's not. You weren't even close. Let's go to Juan on line 6. Hello, Juan.
Hi, how are you?
Tell me the Playboy password.
The password is tent, freckle, candle.
Is it tent, freckle, candle? No! Oh, you were a lot closer. I'm sorry. Let's go to Joe on line 3. Hello, Joe.
Frank, how are you, man? How you doing?
I'm good. Hopefully you have the correct Playboy password, because I want to talk to the Walking Papers.
Dude. Oh, I have it.
All right, what is it?
Okay, taint, freckle, candle.
Is it taint, freckle, candle? Yes,
it is.
Joe, you're going.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Going to see you there. Stay on hold. We're going to figure out all the details of how you're going to get to the Playboy Mansion, but you are going, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. Can't wait.
If you didn't win in the 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock hour, you can also just become a VIP to HeidiandFrank.com, and we're going to pull a VIP winner at the end of the show. But right now, I was kind of worried when I saw the schedule on the show today, and it's like, the Walking Papers at 9 o'clock. And I'm like, I thought we were doing well.
Right.
I was like,
we're getting our Walking Papers?
We're having our birthday bash. We're going to bring in Pink Slips. It's like, no.
No.
It's the band. The Walking Papers.
Rock and roll.
I love that. That was the first
so
single
good.
You had. I love that sound that you got. And who, you guys have started the band for how long now? How long have you been together?
Well, about a year.
Mm-hmm. And you've always wanted to work together, but you just finally ended up...
Well, we got this one guy in our band that's a pretty busy dude.
Yeah.
So we had to wait for him.
We got to work around your schedule.
Duff McKagan, a little busy, but you've always wanted to work together.
But I tell you what, this is Duff talking. I played with Barrett, who's Screaming Trees, Mad Season.
Yes.
Yep.
In the mid-90s, here in L.A. somewhere, and I... Ever since we played, I put him on this like shelf, this musical shelf. Like one day I'm gonna play. I want to do something with that dude. Somehow he was a busy guy. He was going to like Africa to study percussion in a tribe. And
you know, being a Zen artist, you're always busy.
And then Jeff Angel, the singer of Walking Papers, I saw him with his old band in 2000, postpartum depression, up in Seattle. Like the best rock band on the planet at that very moment. And
so, Jeff, when Duff McKagan comes up to you and goes, oh, my God, you're like the best.
I didn't say that. God.
Yeah.
I was like, what that must feel like. You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty good compliment.
Yeah, like I feel like I got a shiny statue to put on my shelf when he says that. It makes me feel fantastic.
And you guys are going to be headlining the second stage at the Uproar Festival, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in Irvine. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
You gave us 20 pairs of tickets. Thank you. Our audience went crazy for that.
Went nuts for them, yeah.
Yeah, those are out the door. But you guys are here now. The festival also includes Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, many more, and the Walking Papers. They're here in the studio, and you're going to play live. What song are we going to play live?
It's called Leave Me in the Dark.
All right, are we ready for this?
Oh, I can't
wait. Here they are, the Walking Papers.
Experience, but I'm not.
The Walking Papers.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's so good.
They're going to be headlining the second stage at the Uproar Festival, Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in Irvine tomorrow. The festival also includes Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction, and The Walking Papers. They just performed
Go
live.
Get tickets, people.
That's like the stuff we should just add into the rotation now. I know 95.5 is like classic rock. But as far as like new music being made that could fit right into the classic rock format, when the best music, I feel, was made, it's like the music today. I mean, when you listen to the music that's being put out now, do you hear who you've influenced? And you're like, oh, I can tell that person was a fan of mine, or I led them down that road, and that's nice to hear.
I don't know necessarily. I know these days people come up and say, I started playing bass because of this, or Slash. His guitar playing influenced me, and if it wasn't for Slash, I wouldn't be playing it. You get a lot of that kind of stuff, and it's such an honor to hear that. You know, I don't get sick of hearing that, or it's not blasé. But I like my musical journey, and I think all these guys in this band, it's a beautiful thing to be able to play music.
I mean, to watch it, I wish everybody listening could, because it's obviously good just listening to it, but when you're sitting here, and the way you guys go together, it's like, it looks so effortless, I know, but it's not. It's amazing. Like, you on drums, I've never even heard drums played like that before. It's incredible.
Well, if you'd like to see more of that, we're also doing a headlining set at the Roxy on October 17th.
Well played, my man.
The Roxy, October 17th. Seriously, the drumming is, everybody is so incredible, and you make it look so easy. I want more. I want more.
That was the taster. You got to go tomorrow night or go to the Roxy on the 17th.
Of October.
That's a great place to see that venue as far as being close.
Who's opening for us at the Roxy?
Opening for you guys at the Roxy?
All right, my daughter, Grace, she's 16. She surprised the hell out of me this summer. And her and her friend said, hey, Dad, come here for a second. And I went in the bedroom, and they played this Amy Winehouse song for me, the guitar and two voices, and it was amazing. And it's my own daughter.
Did you cry?
No, I was like,
oh my God, that's amazing.
I made her.
Yeah, but she's really indie. Like, these two girls are very indie and very cool, and they're covering like Death Cab for Cutie songs and stuff, and now they're writing their own music, so they're going to play a couple songs.
Do they have a band name yet?
Well, the funniest thing in the world, they don't know what Walking Papers. It didn't come from that. Like, that's Dad's band. It's kind of nerdy and all that stuff. They're called the Pink Slips.
Oh!
Is that the cutest
thing?
Cute
as hell. Yes. Great. I'm sensing a trend.
Yeah, totally weird. Like, just, hopefully.
So the Pink Slips are opening for the Walking Papers.
Pink Slips are opening for the Walking Papers.
Yeah. And the food stamps are closing the show.
We're going to grab somebody else from the Uproar tour.
Yeah, I think Free Beer is going to play, too.
Naked Girls and Free Beer.
If you come early tomorrow, you'll get to see some other great bands like Middle Class Rut and Beware of Darkness are both playing second stages
Dango
out there.
Jones.
Dango Jones. It's a great lineup.
Second stage is kind of pretty happening.
And we're going to see if we can't maybe steal one of them for the Roxy show, but we can't really...
Oh, we can't say yet.
What
we can say is if you call in sick for work tomorrow, you will get your Walking Papers.
Right? Definitely. This sounds like a great lineup and a great show. Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in Irvine tomorrow. Definitely go check it out. The Walking Papers. Thanks for coming in. And they can go on iTunes and get your new single and your CD.
It's available in stores on iTunes. If you go to Best Buy, you get a little special edition with extra artwork and all that kind of goodness. So
extra music, yeah.
Yeah, extra music.
Outtakes?
Yeah.
What the hell, man? What are you playing? Oh, I love all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's outtakes. Oh, yeah. And we're playing with a...
Live with an orchestra.
Live with
Mike McCready.
And Mike McCready from Pearl Jam.
As well, if you come to the Uproar Show or the Roxy Show, we'll have the CDs and shirts and all that kind of fun stuff available. So if you show up naked, we get a shirt for you and a CD.
Do we have Walking Papers t-shirts here today?
And you follow us out to the bus and we can probably dig out.
You know what that means.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Follow us out to the bus.
Oldest trick in the book.
Yeah, Naomi Judd tried that on her once.
Wynonna, stop it.
Oh, Wynonna Judd. What did I say, Naomi Judd?
Did she?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Don't get me in trouble.
Heidi was on what's that bigger Judd girl? What's her name?
Wynonna.
She was on the Wynonna Judd. Got her
in
on the
a
tour
totally
bus.
Professional manner.
How come you're blushing?
I don't know.
How many Judds are there?
Sitting next to Dub. There's what?
The musical Judds, there's two. There's the mom and the daughter.
Wynonna
and then
Naomi.
Judd,
Ashley.
But you were on Wynonna Judd's tour bus. Tell the story.
In a professional manner. I was there to get a t-shirt.
You know what that means.
Yeah. Yeah, this tour is actually the first one I've ever got to do on a tour bus. I mean, I've been on a few, but and that stuff they say about, you know, getting with the whole crew and meeting the band is a bunch of malarkey.
It's not true.
Yeah. I never got to meet the band.
But there was the one rule that I've always heard is that nobody poops on the tour bus, right?
Indeed. They do have new tour buses with, like...
They're nicer.
They call them grinders.
Grinders.
Oh.
But, we're hoping to work our way up to one of those.
So one of the bandmates decided to stop at the Wendy's for the chili. You're like, really? We're going to do chili on a tour bus right now? Let's not do the chili.
No, it's the whole tour is like art of timing.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you got to be a good person.
Get your body clock on the stops.
We're perfectly calibrated. Yeah. As of now, we've been out there for about a month now. So.
Or you guys just don't eat. That's how you all stay so fit and trim. You're like, well, we just don't eat because we don't have to poop on the bus.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Now you know it's a good way to drop pounds.
That's how you look rock and roll. Yeah.
Thank you, Duff, Barrett, Jeff, and Ben. Thank you so much.
So good.
The Walking Papers. To go out and get their CD and definitely go see them at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in Irvine tomorrow. Where they're going to be out there with Alice in Chains, Jane's Addiction. It's going to be a hell of a show. The Uproar Festival, headline on the second stage. Thank you guys so much for coming. Anytime.
Thanks for having us, guys.
And then the Roxy on the 17th of October if you can't make it tomorrow. 17th.
Definitely go see that. All right, we're going to come right back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.